Let's go to Hong Kong. Joining us is Robin Trevor-Jones, who looks after our champ, Australia's champ. We love him, Red Cadeau. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. This call bouncing all around the world, so there's a slight delay. Looking forward to this race on the weekend. How's Red Cadeau going?
Yeah, he seems in good form. He did his final hit out yesterday. We didn't do a lot, but he blew away for two furlongs. Looked good on the track after going a mile and a quarter. Didn't break any track records by a long way, but we were all very pleased with him.
Robin, we know how well he settles in at Werribee in Victoria and runs in a Melbourne Cup. Can you match how he is compared to then?
He's probably as good. To be honest, when he comes to Werribee, he instantly settles. That's country life for him. This is, as you can imagine, Hong Kong. We're at Chawton. We're surrounded by skyscrapers. There's a lot more going on. It takes him a bit longer just to relax and get settled over here.
And in your judgment, though, in the time that he's been there, and how many would it be? 3 weeks?
That's exactly right. We went here pretty early just for him to settle down like that. That was half the plan. We've done this before. We've seen what he's like, and that was the plan, to get here 3 weeks before.
And I guess the jockey you use, Gerald Mosse, he's playing on his home track, and of course Red Cadeau has raced at Chawton a number of times as well.
Yeah, this will be Red Cadeau's fourth visit to Hong Kong. Gerard has ridden him every time. He rode a winner last night at Chawton. So jockey's in form. Let's hope the horse is in form and gets a bit of luck in the race.
It is a different environment, isn't it, Hong Kong? You're based there at Chawton, and as you say, the skyscrapers all around you. There's always noise hanging around. You've just got to settle the horse, as you've said.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Werribee's a fabulous environment for horses to be at. It's quiet. The boxes are great. They look out. There's a nice bit of grass outside for them to pick. They're just relaxed. It just takes a little bit longer here. He's a bit suspicious of what's going on.
Okay. Barrier draws today, they're pretty crucial.
I definitely agree with you. Maybe not quite so crucial over the mile and a half, but you still don't want to be too high now.
Let's hope so, mate. There's a lot of Australians here and a lot of people listening to us would love to see Red Cadeau run in Sydney during the championships. Has there been any discussion between the owner and Ed Dunlop on that yet?
As we say, we play one race at a time, but obviously they have been. We've been putting things onto paper and checking what we've got to do, the logistics of it all. And, you know, there's a possibility it could be in Australia in the autumn.
Let's hope so. Good luck on Sunday in the Vase, Robin. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you very much, and thank you for all the Australian people for looking after us so well when we're over there.
No, good on you, mate. Robin Trevor-Jones, who looks after Red Cadeau. And David Hayes is joining us, I presume, from Chawton, arriving for track work. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
How's Chawton's weather this morning?
Yeah, it seems okay. It's overcast, but I think it's more smog than bad weather coming in.
You know it better than probably most of us, mate. You lived there for a decade or more.
Yeah, I had a good decade up here, and it's nice to be back.
Well, Criterion, a horse that I guess in some way you're still learning, aren't you? You got the horse after the McKinnon, so it has only been a short time. How has he done in Hong Kong?
Yeah, look, he's settled in beautifully. He's eating all his feed, and he's drinking all the water, so he's hydrated with a good appetite, and he's a very straightforward horse to train. Very happy with him.
Have you done much? Have you galloped on the course proper?
Yeah, he worked on the course proper, and he finished off in 24. I thought he looked like he ran more like 25, but he did it very easy, and he'll just do some evens on Friday going into the race.
You know the 2,000-metre start there, Dave, in the Hong Kong Cup, where Criterion runs on Sunday. Barrier draws, are they important from this draw?
I would say so, yes. Yeah. If you can draw in, you can probably get a nice run, just poised not too far from the leaders.
Do you feel that he's up to this group that he'll be meeting, Dave, when you look at the others that are in this Cup on Sunday?
Oh, most definitely. And he'll be over the odds. But if you watch his Cox Plate run a few times, I think he was one of the more unlucky ones in the race.
Yep. And Hugh Bowman knows the horse. That's an asset for you as well.
He does. He's won Group 1s on him and is really excited about getting on him up here.
And, mate, did you venture to Happy Valley last night?
Yeah, I did. There was a terrific atmosphere and a huge crowd, and it was a really good night had by all.
I've got to say, James McDonald won a race, Zach won a couple. The Japanese jockey ended up winning the series, but just watching it on the tally, gee, it's a night of atmosphere.
Oh, terrific atmosphere. There's fireworks and a really good, you know, in such a small contained area, they, with the class of restaurants they have, and it's a credit to them. It's, in the 10 years I've been away, they've improved the valley no end. It was always a really had a great atmosphere, but it's, I think, really improved.
Good luck, Dave. Thanks for taking our call, mate. I know it's, 10 to 8 over there. We've hung around late on our show to get you in this morning. A lot of interest back here, obviously, in the two Australian horses. Let's hope they run well.
Yeah, I think they will. Buffering's a lot better today.
Is he? I'm waiting on a text from Rob Heathcote, who told me yesterday that the race plate had gone back on and he was hoping to do a little bit of light work this morning.
Yeah, he gave all the Aussies a bit of a fright, but they're much happier with him. The abscess burst very quickly and gave him instant release, but gee, went sore for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it was a bit worrying at the time, and you probably have been through that, sadly, in the past. Let's hope.
Yeah,
you
I had
make...
it with a Melbourne Cup runner one day. So.
Exactly, you did on the morning of the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck, Dave. Hope it's all worth it come Sunday.
Thanks, Andrew.